You're listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago on AM 1160. Now, live in studio, your host, local real estate expert, Bruce Bettard.
All right, welcome. You are listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago. I am your host, Bruce Bettard, where each week we bring you the most up-to-date information about the real estate market right here in your neighborhood. Now, I want to make sure that you don't get sucked into any misleading or outdated information that's brought to you by that mean old nasty national media. I want to make sure that you get the information that you deserve about your real estate market right here. Now, you don't need me providing you with outdated information about some real estate market in, this week, let's pick Arkansas. It's spelled Arkansas. So I don't know which way it really is, but I think it's a conspiracy. No. Okay. I want to teach you how to succeed right here in Illinois in your neighborhood, whether you are buying or selling a piece of real estate. Now, I want to help you save money right now in your neighborhood. So feel free to give us a call. The toll-free number here is 888-403-4242. Again, 888-403-4242. All right, now let's move into the show. Today we're in the studio with Greg Nagel. Pretty soon after he gets another show or two under his belt, we're going to start calling him a repeat offender as well. But with this being, I think, his third show, we're not going to call him a repeat offender yet.
This is my 1,000,000th appearance.
It is your 1,000,000th appearance somewhere.
I've got a face for radio, so that's what my friends tell me, so I feel I'm ready to go.
All right, today we're in the studio with Greg Nagel. Ask Nagel Realty LLC, powered by Century 21 Affiliated. That's a long name. Now, Greg has been on a few times with us already, and I'm beginning to get more and more comfortable with the way Greg does, and more importantly, how Greg does what he does for a living. And Greg is one of those guys that I tell you is a true mortgage. I mean, mortgage. He's not a mortgage guy. That's me. Greg is a real estate professional, and there's a huge difference. You've heard me say this before if you're a regular listener to the show. There's a huge difference between a real estate agent and a real estate professional, and Greg is definitely one of the real estate professionals. He's also an accredited buyer's rep and a distressed property representative, and I'm sure we're going to talk about those today. And as far as I'm concerned, those things, if you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me say this a bunch of times, and I mean no disrespect to Greg or anybody else. Those are just titles. That's really not important. What's really important is the way Greg does his job. That's really what this is about. He listens to buyers. He listens to sellers. He works his tail off to make sure that you're getting what you need and what you deserve. Maybe that's more important. You hear people use the phrase, he gives 110%. Well, that's just a cliche. Well, Greg actually will give you far more than most of the average realtors are willing to give you because the other realtors either don't know or just are too lazy to do that. So I know that's not Greg. I know that we're in that right boat. And before we do this, let's make sure we throw out the number so that if you want to talk directly with Greg, you give us a call. Toll-free number, 888-403-4242. Again, 888-403-4242. So, Greg, welcome back to the show again.
Thank you.
All right. So let's talk about... Let's start off the bat. Let's talk about, we've only got a minute or so before break, but let's just jump in here. You gave me a phrase that we should talk about, and so I want you to explain it. You said measure twice and cut once. So tell me what you're talking about when you talk about that phrase and how that works into the real estate transaction.
Sure. Basically, buying is a process. I mean, for most people, buying real estate is their single largest investment.
Yeah.
And you're not going to wake up on Monday and buy a home on Tuesday.
Correct.
You need to figure out what your tastes are, figure out what your lifestyle issues are, figure out your budget, work with a qualified finance professional like yourself to get pre-qualified, all that kind of good stuff. And so many people just, because it's fun, and there is a fun aspect to real estate, just jump.
And start, there is, you're right.
Start looking at properties right away. And what I like to do is meet with clients and have a buyer counseling session or strategy session where we talk about the buying process, like share information, find out really what their needs are, and kind of come up with a really organized systemic process.
Right, because what you don't want to do, and we're gonna have to get the break in a second, but and we'll finish this right after the break, but we definitely don't want people to just start jumping in their cars and wanting to start searching inside homes for the next 3 weeks without really fully having a good game plan for themselves.
And I could tell you some crazy stories of where I get calls from people and say, show me this.
Yes.
And it would have been a disaster for them if they would have moved forward.
Right. Okay. So we're going to continue this conversation with Greg Nagel. And more importantly, just remember, Ask Nagel Realty. And Greg is with us today talking about the steps that you're going to go through in order to buy that next home. Whether it's your first or whether it's your next home, it doesn't matter. It's going to be the same process for you. He's going to walk us through that process. He's going to give us some insight in areas that you may not know about, but you need to pay close attention to. This is not the time to shut off your radio unless you shut off the radio in order to pick up the phone and give Greg a call. And if you want to do that, all you have to do is pick up the phone. It's toll-free, 888-403-4242. Once again, it's toll-free, 888-403-4242.
You're listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago with Bruce Bettard. Now, here's Bruce.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago here on AM 1160. I am your host, Bruce Bettard. Now, today, we're in the studio with Greg Nagel, which is Ask Nagel Realty LLC. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to want to speak to Greg before the end of the hour. Trust me when I tell you this. So why not just do it now? Pick up the phone and give us a call. Toll-free number is 888-403-4242. Again, 888-403-4242. Now, Greg, before the break, you were just starting to talk about developing a plan for someone as they're getting ready to go out and start looking for homes. So what you're suggesting is you don't want, I'd make a decision that I want to go out and buy my first place or my 10th place. I don't think it really matters. You're suggesting that I not just jump in my car and start walking around and checking out properties, any old property anywhere around, right?
No, it makes sense for us to get together, grab some coffee, meet for a half an hour to an hour, talk about the buying process, talk about foreclosures, talk about short sales, talk about split face concrete block, talk about how to organize a systemic buying process. Get organized.
Because people need to know what to expect.
Yeah, and you know what? They need to know what to expect. And the other thing is, we can't be an expert in everything in life. And sometimes you just don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I had one of my very good friends call me. She found a property. I think it was on Trulia. It looked amazing. It was on Hubbard Street. And when I got there, what she didn't understand was this was a really weird street that was super narrow.
Okay.
Where some of the houses on the street were facing the street. Sometimes there are garages next to the houses.
Really?
That were on the street. Yeah, it was because it was an infill street.
Okay.
She didn't understand how that would have a huge impact on her resale value.
Yeah.
And she could have made a massive mistake. Other times I've had clients look at properties and they fall in love with something and they're not even aware of the split face concrete block issue.
Yeah, let's talk about that because that's a phenomenon I think that is more unique. I don't want to say only, but more unique to Chicago than the suburbs.
It is mostly in the Chicago area. And during the building boom between 95 and 2005, a lot of developers were using split face concrete block, typically on the sides and the rears of the buildings,
okay,
and using face brick in the front.
Okay.
And the issue is that a lot of people feel this material is just too water permeable.
Okay.
It's not everybody who has these buildings, not in all cases, but in some cases, a larger percentage certainly than buildings that are made of all brick.
Okay.
They're having water penetration issues, they're having mold, and they're having a lot of different issues. Whether the construction issue be an installation issue, some people say it's the Wickham. Some people say it's that the property was never sealed. Some people say that it's a maintenance issue where the homeowners that buy the properties just never actually know to seal the property, similar to if you had a frame building, you never painted it.
Right.
You can't complain if it rots, right?
Right.
You never painted it, right? We could debate that all day long. There's a million articles and debates on that. What I know as a sales professional is that there's a growing stigma with these properties.
Okay.
And that needs to be at least taken into account in the buying process.
You should at least think about it.
Correct. And unfortunately, a lot of people are just not aware of it. And so
I was never aware of it. So
yeah, and you're an extremely knowledgeable real estate professional.
I think I understand a lot about the market, but I've never heard it before. So I'm going to guess if I'd never heard of it, there's at least one or two other people that have never heard of it.
I believe in a client-centric model. The client drives a process. I'm there to advise them, coach them, and help them. But along with that is some consultative information that they may not have. And, you know, what I've learned in life, sometimes you just don't know what you don't know.
Yep.
Talking to somebody who lives, eats, and breathes it every day, you're going to learn some things. And you wouldn't go to court without an attorney.
Right.
You certainly wouldn't go to court without an attorney when the attorney was free, because as a buyer, you know, you don't pay a realtor.
Yeah, and we're not talking about, okay, wait, let's make sure the audience doesn't get confused. We're not talking about a court-appointed attorney, you know, that has got 7,000 cases and you're just one of those 7,000. He's trying to plead you out to committing manslaughter when you got a parking ticket. We're talking about getting you a real, true professional like Greg, because, again, that's the only reason he's on this show is because he is a true professional, and you're getting him for free. That's not such a bad deal.
Yeah, and you know, I'm a listing agent as well. I have roughly about 10 listings right now. And, you know, when I go to do my listing agreements with the sellers, they say, should we do dual agency, which means that gives me permission to represent
Correct.
The buyer and the seller. And I always say, of course. I say, I'm really good at negotiating with myself. And so, of course, legally, dual agency, we're required to represent both parties, and I certainly meet that legal requirement. But I feel that having a person who's specifically assigned to you looking out for your interests is always the best position to be in.
Yeah, I do agree. I mean, when I teach my classes on becoming an educated home buyer, one of the recommendations is very clear that 99.9% of the listening audience right now should not enter into dual agency agreement. It is not in their best interest. There are people who are savvy enough, they're negotiators in life, or they've been through the process of buying real estate so many times that they're fairly comfortable. I had that happen once, and I just said, Doc, I'm cool with this because I'm always very close to the vest in terms of my negotiating, even with my real estate professional that I trust. I just have decisions that I make, and it's hard to explain what I'm going to agree to until I see it. So instead of trying to do that, let them represent the other person, and I'm okay with it because I think I'm pretty good at what I do.
And there's not just negotiation of the price. There's negotiation of repair credits.
Yep.
There's closing costs. Sometimes not all the closing costs are really obvious which party they're going to go to. There's all sorts of nuances, and there are times people, I think, they've gone into dual agency thinking that they were adequately represented. And they simply were unaware of the fact that they lost thousands of dollars by not having somebody to say, hey, wait a minute, that's not fair for my client.
Yeah, I'll go farther, and you may not want to touch on this part of it because it'll get into your profession a little bit. But the problem is when my opinion is that 60, 70% of the real estate agents aren't professionals, and maybe half of that 70% really just aren't very good at what they do at all. Do you want them being a dual agency and not doing it well? That we don't want that. We want it to be. We want the transaction. Truthfully, we want great representation on both sides because we want the transaction to close.
There really is a big differentiation of agent skill level,
Absolutely.
Knowledge, education, commitment. Like I always tell people, I'm not a full time realtor. I'm an overtime realtor. But
we know that by some of our emails going back and forth at midnight.
Yeah, I do. I used to be really negative on realtors and brokers, but I will say as I've spent more years in the business, there really are a small select group of agents and brokers that are truly fabulously talented.
There are. It's but, just it you have to weed through so many bad ones in order to get to the average one, and then you have to get through so many average to get to the really good ones.
I would agree with that.
So, all right, now let's talk about something that you have that you utilize with your clients who are looking to buy or you will even talk about the sale of a home and that you're willing, you might be willing to make an offer for the listening audience here. You call it the listing book. Talk to me about that.
Sure. Listing book is a huge popular program, very popular in the East Coast and the West Coast. Hasn't really caught on in the Midwest yet. They're just starting to roll it out there. And I think also a lot of the large brokerage houses don't want to promote listing book. They want you on the Jamison or the App Properties
yes.
or the Coldwell Banker or the Century 21 website. They don't want you on
They
the
want to promote
book.
Themselves. I understand that.
Exactly. But what listing book does, it allows you to search like an agent, allows you to search like a professional.
As a consumer, not you.
Correct.
As a consumer.
The consumer gets 24-hour a day live MLS access to the data. And so when you go on to the Zillows, the Trulia, the Realtor.coms, all those sites, that data is stale.
Right.
That data is inaccurate. Those sites are unregulated. Now, I love those sites because it provides me all sorts of business. In fact, I spend $10,000 a year advertising those sites, full disclaimer. It's a great platform for me as an agent to grow my business. But is it a good platform for buyers who are serious about finding the property? And when they're spending all this time looking at properties that are under contract, 2 years old
yeah,
and not on the market.
It sold 6 months ago, right?
It's a waste of their time. They're getting excited about and so many often I get calls from my clients saying, hey, what about this? How come you didn't show me this?
Okay, so pretend I'm a client. Tell me why I want to be on Listing Book. What am I going to get from it if I'm listening in the audience right now and I want to give Greg a call and say, sign me up for this because I want to search for a home?
You get to search live, accurate MLS data the same way I do, 24 hours a day, anytime you want. You get to be able to get alerts on properties of when they change their price or they sell.
Let's go a little bit more detail. So let's imagine that I want to buy in Chicago.
Right.
And I want to buy in the Northwest side. and I want to buy a two flat, and I want to spend no more than, I want to spend between $300,000 and $700,000 or whatever the number is. I can plug that in myself, right?
You can plug that in yourself. You don't need to rely on me. And if you wake up in the middle of the night, 4 in the morning, you want to jump on the computer, you don't need to call me and say, hey, change my location, change my budget. You can do it yourself.
So if I decided now I don't want to live in Bucktown anymore and I want to move to a new community, I can change that in the system, and then now it'll start telling me things that are matching my criteria for the new town that I want to look in.
It gives you direct control to manage your own search.
Folks, this is cool because, again, one of the complaints I get, it's not accurate. I always tell people it's not accurate, but I just got this conversation last week. Guy called up, listener to the show, said he wanted to buy a two flat. When I asked him what price range he wanted to buy in, he said, well, you know, I don't really want to tell you because, you know, if you find me one for 30 and I tell you that I'm willing to spend 200, you won't show me the one for 30. And I said, well, no, a realtor won't do that to you. But there's a lot of that belief out there that you're only showing them certain properties because you're just trying to sell them the more expensive property.
Absolutely. And it's also really useful for sellers, too. You can put in your address and it'll send you a daily report of anything that sells in that area and the prices and whatnot. But I basically pay a fee for this.
Yes.
And this is one of the ways I invest into my business to provide as a courtesy to my clients to give them access to this to help them out. Because it's just so frustrating to see people. Like, I met with a client last week, a buyer counseling session, and he brought me, he emailed me about 10 listings off of Realtor.com. Of those 10 listings off Realtor.com, 7 of them were either canceled, under contract, or just outright inaccurate.
I could have expected that. I mean, you know it because you live it every day, but I could have expected that. So
that was a high percentage. I mean, you know, you expect a few, but not 7 out of 10.
All right. Now, today we're in the studio with Greg Nagel, Ask Nagel Realty LLC. And Greg has given us his top tips today about how you could, how you should, and how you deserve, maybe more importantly, how you deserve to be represented by a true real estate professional, which is exactly what Greg is. He's pulling back the layers of the onion so that you can see behind the skin. And when you do that, you don't even have to cry. Okay? Perfect. So you're getting to see what's behind there. So if you want to talk with Greg, and we're going to continue this conversation about the listing book, just give us a call. Toll-free number is 888-403-4242. Once again, 888-403-4242.
You're listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago with Bruce Bettard. Now, here's Bruce.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago on AM 1160 with your host, Bruce Bettard, and you know that's me. Now, today we're in the studio with Greg Nagel. That's Ask Nagel Realty LLC. Now, we're hot on the trail of how you can get great service by a great real estate professional. And we've got an offer that's going to be coming up a little bit later in this segment, so you need to make sure that you stay tuned. Or if you want to talk with Greg right away, just give us a call. The toll-free number here is 888-403-4242. Again, 888-403-4242. Now, Greg, we've been talking about what a true real estate professional does as opposed to either the gimmicky ones or the fly-by-night or the part-time agents.
Sure.
I don't want to focus any time on them. I want to focus on the things that you do to help your clients succeed when they're buying or selling a home.
Well, sure. All they do is open up a door.
Yeah.
But what a good buyer's agent does is he researches the properties for his client. And there's really kind of three buckets of research I think a good buyer's agent does. The first bucket, I think, is somewhat intuitive in what agents have traditionally been doing for many years, which is when a client's interested in a property, researching what are the closed comps in the area and is it at a good value?
Well, wait. Now, I know what you're saying, and I know that that's very important, but I think you're overestimating what an average realtor does. Seriously, Greg, I think the majority of the time they just say, you want to write an offer, Greg? Okay, no problem.
I would never sit down with a client to write an offer without looking at the closed comps in the area, looking to see, sometimes you can get access through the tax records to what the current person paid for it.
Right.
Trying to think about what their strategy was when they listed it to what price they were probably going for.
Right.
Figuring out where we want to end up, and then backing into what we want our opening offer to be. But that all starts with researching the building in the area to see what the value is, because what's the point in making an offer? For all I know, that list price is way over what the true market value is.
I have that conversation with people all the time on both sides of that coin. I've had people say, it's listed for $100,000. What should I offer? My answer is always the same. I don't know. It depends on what the fair value is of that property. If the fair value is 120, you probably want to offer 100 because you're getting a great buy. If the fair value is 90, it doesn't matter if it's listed for 100 or 120 because you wouldn't pay that for it if it's only worth 90. So you got to start way below 90.
So many people assume that the listing price was grounded in reality, and sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it's the agent doesn't know how to price a home, and sometimes the sellers aren't going to listen to logic, and they aren't going to price the home
right. All sorts of emotional issues that can come into play. You got to look at the closed comps.
Okay. Number one thing, before you make an offer, you got to make sure that your real estate professional is going to do the research ahead of time to make sure that the offer that you want to make is based on some logic rather than emotion and rather than just the list price.
Right. And it's a number, a starting number to strategize to get to where your ending number will be.
Correct.
Where you are at the very most paying market, but hopefully under market.
Correct. Especially in this market. Right.
Right. The second category of research is in the case of, a condominium form of ownership. If there's a homeowners association.
Good point.
When you're buying a property that has an HOA, you're financially getting into bed with people.
Yes, you are.
If they owe money to different contractors done work on the buildings, if they're about ready to get sued, if they are disorganized and if they have no reserves, if there's massive infighting in the building, you want to run from that.
Yeah, I know someone right now who's involved with one of the tenants, did some repairs to the property. There's leaks that are causing in the common area. The association says it's not my fault, it's his fault. He's saying it's not my fault, it's your fault. So they're suing each other right now, which affects people who want to buy into that building or sell out of that building because there's lawsuits going on right now.
I took a client out yesterday to look at a property in the South Loop, and when I researched the property, I found that there was an ongoing lawsuit with the developer.
Oh.
That's been going on for like 5 to 7 years.
Okay.
It turns out the reason why the property was available for sale, because the current owner got foreclosed on because they had over $40,000 in special assessments.
And they couldn't pay them.
And they couldn't pay them, correct. They're paying more in special assessments than they were paying on their mortgage. And what's so sad about this is they did not carefully review the association minutes, which it was clearly described and discussed.
Yeah.
And she could have brought action against the attorney, but the statute of limitation had already passed.
The key is just know what Greg is really trying to make sure that everybody gets is that when you buy into a complex, I'm not a lawyer, but from a legal perspective, you're buying into the liability of whatever's going on in that building. So if there are damages to the building that attune to $100,000 and there's 1,000 units, you've got 1/1000th of $100,000 worth of damage that you're liable for. And if they've got enough reserves, they might be able to pay it and then build it back up gradually. If they don't, they're going to come to you with a special assessment and say, you owe us this kind of money.
And conversely, occasionally I find buildings that have huge reserves that they don't really need, and you're like, you're getting a percentage share of this piggy bank that you didn't really deserve that you get.
Right. Or they'll just lower the association fee for a number of years until they work it back down, and now you're going to be living there for a less association fee.
Once you know you like the place, before you make an offer, you at least do a preliminary research.
Right.
And then during the attorney review, you do an extensive research. And one of the key things the research really focuses in on is reviewing the HOA board meeting minutes.
Yep. Because if there's a problem, it's going to get discussed there.
Correct.
So, all right. So we know that we want to make sure before we ever talk about visiting a property that they sit down with you and they make sure that we understand what their goals are and what their strategy is and how they're going to go about purchasing a property. Then when they go out and say, I've been in this property and I'm thinking this is for me and I want to make an offer, they've got to also sit down with you and help make sure that the strategy of how we're going to price our offer in order to get to where we want to be on the final offer is critical. Then when you get that far, then you can do some more of the research on the condominium association, because it doesn't make any sense. If it's worth $100,000 and they say that they got it priced at $200,000, why waste your time going after it?
Exactly. So, and then the third and final bucket is only applicable in cases of short sales.
Okay.
Which, only 25% of short sales close on a national basis.
Yeah.
And
it's
so
horrible.
You don't want to build your life, put out an earnest money, spend lots of time and energy for a deal that's not going to close.
Especially if you sold your house and you've got to get into a new one fairly quick.
Correct.
If you're an investor, who cares? You can wait it out. if you're a renter and your landlord's going to let you out of your rent as long as you give them 30 days notice, maybe you want to take that chance.
So a good buyer's agent qualifies the deal. How many liens? What are the nature of those liens? Has everything turned into the bank? Does the seller have a valid hardship? Is the seller still paying their mortgage? Like, that's enough detail for now. But they basically try to analyze, is this deal likely to close or completely unlikely to close?
Yeah, somebody with 12 liens on a property is going to it's going to take a lot longer to negotiate with those 12 people than if there's one lien and that's it and the person died and so therefore there's no possible way. So there's a lot of reasons why they'll be more likely to be accepted and there's a lot of reasons why they won't be accepted. We've got to analyze that and make sure that we know what's going to happen, right?
Better to do it up front and
yes.
spend a few hours of research doing it than waste 3 months and wondering why the attorney never calls you back and what's happening with your deal.
And maybe more important, I tell people all the time, when they first start looking at homes, they don't understand this concept. But then once they've seen a couple properties that they like, they start to get it. And that is, I don't want them falling in love with a property that they have no hope of buying.
Right. And back to the buyer.
That happens.
Back to the buyer counseling session. That's when I say to people, well, what are your goals?
Right.
You know, if you're living
I've
at
got to be in a home in 30 days. Well, you're not even going to show them short sales, right?
Short sales not going to work for them.
Not going to do it.
Maybe I'd like to move quickly, but I have some flexibility. A pre-approved short sale would make sense for them.
Right. Because there are those where the bank says, you give me this much money and I'll sell it to you.
I'm living at home. Mom's cooking dinner. Everything is great. I can wait forever and a day. I want a credible deal. That's what's most important to me. Great short sale candidate.
Yep.
Timing is flexible. And we can get them a great deal. So, but you have to, you know, again, you don't know what you don't know. You're reading about the papers with all these great deals and short sales. You think, oh, I'm going to do one. I'm going to, you know, sell my house on Monday and I'm going to buy a short sale on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen.
No.
And we don't want people to get set up for heartache. And I know that people in the audience right now are going, oh, well, I'm not a bleeding heart. I'm not going to cry. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is someone going through a home and going, man, I really can see my children playing here. I really can see myself getting up in the morning and getting close to the train and getting on. And then find out that it falls apart or blows up in their face or it just never, ever even gets off the ground. We don't want that.
And just a little bit of research up front, you can figure that out. Basic questions.
And more important than anything, I want to emphasize, not so much to you, Greg, because I know you know this, but to the listening audience, and that's this point. The average realtor will not do that for you. The average realtor, I'm telling you, I've dealt with average realtors, I've dealt with crappy realtors, and I've dealt with great realtors. And here's the difference. The average realtor is just going to say, you want to make an offer? Okay, here we go. Right, what do you want to offer? Here you go. I've actually listened to somebody say, I made the offer. I'm legally supposed to make every offer. So when they told me to offer, you know, $100,000, even though I thought the place was worth $80,000, I just made the offer because that's what I'm supposed to do.
Horrifying.
You're absolutely true. They are absolutely true. If you tell them and advise them that this property is not worth more than 80 and they still want to make an offer of 100, you have every legal obligation to make that for them, right?
I talk myself out of deals all the time. I tell people, you need to run from this property. It's a disaster. Sure, I'd love to earn a commission, but this does not make sense. Let's find something better. By telling people about split-face concrete block.
Yes.
In an area, a town that I specialize in, Westtown, 80% of the new construction is split-face concrete block. How much harder does that make my job? Define, you know, they want two bedrooms, they want, you know, a bidet, it's got to only face east every other Tuesday, you know, and on top of it, I'm going to eliminate 80% of the inventory that's split face concrete block. Well, I'm telling them that because I'm not interested in a quick sell.
Did you say that if there was a bidet, is that like a bed up in Canada? Bidet, eh? Bidet?
I'm not going to touch that one. I'm going to let that lie.
Okay, we're going to continue our conversation with Greg Nagel. I didn't say my humor was good. With Greg Nagel, which is Ask Nagel Realty LLC. Greg is providing us with a lot of detailed information today about the ways that he will, I use this word, it's not Greg's word, wow you with the service level that he provides. Any realtor can help you write a contract, but not every realtor can help make sure that the contract that you're writing is going to match your goals today and in the future. Listen, none of us can do it all ourselves. You've heard the term jack of all trades, master of none. Well, Greg is saying hire the masters of all the trades so that you can be a happy jack. Now, if you want to, just give Greg a call. Toll-free number here is 888-403-4242. Once again, 888-403-4242.
Chicago's Christian Talk, AM 1160, introduces you to the drive-through difference, a simple way for you to show others the love of Christ during your day. Learn more at WYLL.com.
Bruce Bettard, host of Real Estate Radio Chicago here on AM 1160, speaks with you every week to bring you the truth about our local real estate market. A lot of the news you hear is based on national numbers and really doesn't mean much to us here in Chicagoland. If you want the inside knowledge about what's going on in our real estate market, that's what Bruce Bettard is here for. Give him a call. 888-403-4242. That's 888-403-4242. Whether you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, or even refinance your home, Bruce Bettard can help you make an educated decision about what's going to be best for you and your family. It's easy. He'll give you the real facts. You decide what to do from there. Call Bruce. He's here to help. 888-403-4242. Again, that's 888-403-4242. And thanks for listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago. You're listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago with Bruce Bettard. Now, here's Bruce.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to Real Estate Radio Chicago with your host, Bruce Bettard, and you know by now that that's me. If you have questions for me or if you want to talk directly with Greg, make sure you give us a call. Toll-free number here is 888-403-4242. Again, 888-403-4242. Now, Greg, we kind of lied. I said before in the last segment we were going to make an offer for them that you're willing to make, and we didn't get it in time because I was cracking jokes about a bidet. So, okay, I was attempting to crack a joke. It wasn't actually funny. So, all right, so let's talk about the listing book again and in how the consumers can take advantage of this and actually do the searching themselves. What kind of an offer can you make for the listeners of the show?
Basically, call into the show, give me a ring, and I'll give you free access to the program.
So you, if they're not sure that a real estate professional is giving them every property that's available, even the cheap ones, then this is a way for them to take all of that away, because instead of going and looking at properties that are been off the market for 6 months, this is only the properties that are available. They're going to be able to look at it, and they're going to be able to change all the criteria themselves so they know what they're looking at.
Correct. There's no hook here. There's no scam.
There's no cost.
There's no cost.
No ups, no downs, $19.95.
You don't even have to work with me as a realtor. You just simply log into the system and search properties and be able to get the information accurately, live data without and control your own search.
Perfect. So, folks, listen, this is a great opportunity that you just can't get. I don't know if you can get it anywhere else. So make sure you give us a call. If you want to start searching for properties for yourself, or if you've got your home on the market or you want to put it on the market and you don't know where to price it at, this is a great beginning tool to start the research so that you can find out what your competition's doing and where you should price your home. And then, of course, you have the conversation with Greg and it'll help refine that even more, but it'll get you in the ballpark of knowing where you should start at. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, 888-403-4242. Again, 888-403-4242. Now, Greg, let's jump back to that same concept that we started really talking the show about. And when you're sitting down with someone in that buyer counseling session and you're talking about the measure twice before you cut once concept, let's talk more about that and how you approach that with the buyers.
Well, sure. Obviously, I'm working sometimes with first-time home buyers.
Yes.
We're starting at the very beginning, and other times I'm dealing with savvy investors.
Right.
So we're going to tailor the conversation to the sophistication level of the buyer and
correct.
Knowledge. But, you know, we'll start off with an overview of the buying process. You know, offer, acceptance, earnest, additional earnest, attorney review and contingency, appraisal.
So you're going to tell them what to expect as they go through this process? Because the worst thing is just not knowing what's going to happen next.
Yeah, a lot of people get confused about, you know, when can you get your money back, when can you not get your money back in regards to earnest. They don't necessarily know about initial earnest and additional earnest. When does the appraisal come into play?
Home inspection,
you know. And so people don't do this every day, and they need a real clear explanation of how it works so they can navigate the process. So we start there. And we talk about budget. And budget's sort of an interesting thing because budget really is the lower of what you can get pre-qualified for or have the cash to buy.
Okay.
And what you're comfortable with spending on a monthly basis.
Ah, okay. I use the concept with people. I say, I'm going to get you approved for the maximum that you can qualify for. Then it's your job to determine how much of that you want to spend.
I so appreciate that, Bruce. So many people make a mistake of trying to pre-qual for a specific property for just
right.
the price they want to offer.
Correct.
That's a real estate professionals are going to disagree on this. I can offer you my opinion. And okay. That's what it is. It's an informed opinion. I think that's a horrible strategy.
I agree.
What you're basically telling the seller is, I'm not going to pay you what you want for that property. And the reason why I'm not going to pay you what you want is I'm financially weak. But let's do business together. Isn't it better?
But trust me.
Right. Isn't it better to say, listen, I'm not going to pay you $500 because it's only worth $450.
Correct.
But, and you know why I'm not going to pay you $500? I could pay you $700 if I want to. I just choose not to because it's not worth that much. I don't want to pay that much. That's not what the market value is. So take it or leave it. And if not, there's 100 other properties I'm going down the street to. But to try to convince a seller to go for a lower price than they want to because you have no ability to come up, and because you're financially weak, this is not giving an incentive to a seller to want to do business with you. This gives you a further reason for him to walk away and wait for the right buyer.
Yeah, when I talk to consumers about the art of negotiating, I remind people, and I learned some of what I know from, you know, people might laugh, but from Donald Trump. Everybody has to understand that at certain times in your life, you are going to be bargaining from a position of strength, or you're going to be bargaining from a position of weakness. It doesn't mean that you're weak. It means that your discussion is weak. So if somebody's got a home that's worth $200,000 and they're trying to sell it for $120,000, you immediately are coming from a very weak bargaining position because there's going to be 8 billion other people who want that property with built-in $80,000 worth of equity. So you need to accept that you can't come in and say, well, okay, I understand it's worth $200,000. I understand you're listing it for $120,000, but I want to offer you $80,000. They're going to laugh at you and they're going to make you run away. You need to understand where you're coming from. However, just as you said, I can afford $700, but I'm choosing not to spend $700. That's coming from a position of power, and because you are in the driver's seat and saying, if I don't like this house, if I don't like the negotiation and the price that I want, not what you want, the price I want, I'm moving on.
And oftentimes, quite honestly, and I'm giving you a secret here, when I present an offer, from the very beginning when I present the offer, I say, this is my client's first choice. However, there's another property we really like as well, but we'd like to move forward with yours. So I don't wait till the negotiation gets to the 12th hour when you're there and we're there.
Yes.
I let them know right from the beginning that we're looking at another property that we're ready to move on if we can't come to terms with their property, and that we're ready and willing to walk away at any point in time. And that
helps because you're using this counseling session to make sure that people understand and become educated about what to do. They don't want to get, you would never advise somebody to just get locked in on one property and one property only. It puts you in a position, a bargaining position of very, very weak position.
Absolutely. I'm still looking at properties with clients even when we're making offers, because until we get an accepted deal.
Yeah, you don't have an offer until you have a signed contract.
We're playing every hand of poker we possibly can.
So that helps because you do that very strong buyer counseling session to make sure that they understand how to help be most powerful in negotiating, and so that they know not to get locked in on a property.
Correct. Now back to budget for one second.
Okay.
What's interesting is I've got clients that could get pre-qualified to buy a two-bedroom, two-bath for $500,000.
Okay.
But they don't want to spend a dollar more than $2,000 a month.
Correct.
I get other clients that, you know, they have no problem spending $3,000 a month on their mortgage, but they can only get pre-qualified for a $250,000 purchase.
Yep.
So what's interesting about budget, it's really the lesser of what the bank will loan you.
Correct.
And what you're comfortable with spending. And what's great about the buyer counseling sessions, I provide a schedule at different price points, starting as low as $100,000 up to $1 million of what the estimated taxes and estimated assessments are. So we can say, okay, if you buy a place at $400,000, this is roughly what your total monthly payment will look like, including taxes and assessments. If you buy a place at $600,000, this is what your total payment will look at. And then we jump on the computer and they say, maybe they're toggling between, do I want to go Old Town, which is obviously very expensive, or I go look at Lakeview, which is expensive and not quite as expensive?
Got it.
So you start looking at properties in each neighborhood at different price points and seeing, you know, if we only able to find one or two properties in an entire neighborhood that they would even want to look at, that tells us that
yes,
we might want to change neighborhoods, we might want to change bedroom bath count.
Expand your criteria a little bit.
Exactly. But what's also sort of interesting is in days past, you'd sit down with buyers and say, I want to spend $300,000. and you walk out of a buyer counseling session and they say, you know what, I need to spend $400.
Right.
What's been so interesting and fun about this real estate downturn is I've had clients tell me, I'm ready to spend $450. And we walk out of a buyer counseling session and I'm showing them the properties on my iPad 3. And they're like, holy mackerel.
I didn't know I could get that.
I could get a great place for $350. I could spend $500, but why?
Yeah.
I'm looking at these $350. That's more than meets my needs. So,
and that is one of the things we definitely want to talk about in the parts of Chicago that you represent. And that is that more than ever, the biggest misconception is that people do not understand that they can get so much more home today than they ever could in the past. And it's so much more powerful for them right now.
And I'm interested in sitting down with people and having a buyer counseling session, whether they buy tomorrow and they buy 5 years from now.
Right.
I want them to think of me as a real estate advisor. I want to build long-term relationships with people. So when the time is right, they'll call me. And I'm happy to spend that time whether they want to buy now or later.
All right. We've been in the studio today with Greg Nagel, and I think next time we'll call him one of our repeat offenders. That's Ask Nagel Realty LLC. And Greg has been giving us a lot of tips about what to do and how to be prepared so that you can negotiate a contract and be successful and be happy at the same time. You can always be successful in negotiating, but you need to be happy as well. Pick up the phone and give us a call so that you can get signed up yourself to search for properties on your own. 888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-